Hello and welcome back to the Innovation Room. I am your host of this new segment that we are trying out right now. My name is Daniel Guajardo, and we are going to be doing a new segment on the show where we just discuss top trends. So these trends could be within our industry. These trends could just be business trends in general, maybe things that are going on in the economy, anything that we feel is kind of relevant to business as a whole and very current to the situation that everybody's going through as we get back to normal, as we move through, you know, just a whole year. Lots of things change all the time. And we're just going to cover some of these topics for you because we do a lot of research on many different areas and many different aspects of business in our department with our company. So why not share some of this information that we have with you? We have a blog on our website that has a lot of this information as well. We don't typically just write articles about the sign industry, even though that is our area of expertise. We do write a lot of other articles that could relate to a lot of different people just within our industry and within business in general. So for today's topic, we are going to talk about human capital in 2021 and moving forward. Why is it important? Why is it something that we haven't been talking about as much in previous years? And why is it something that's on everybody's radar now? Well, over last year, a lot of things changed really quickly. A lot of people found that they were not as prepared as they wanted to be. And a lot of things are going to continue to change. You know, we have so many things happening so quickly that are affecting things in a manner, really just in a time frame that is not normal or what we used to consider being normal. And we don't know how to react like we used to. We had a lot of data to go on. We could make educated decisions based on that kind of stuff when we saw something changing in the market or in the economy. We don't know the full impacts of everything that happened in 2020 yet, and we're probably not going to know them until we can look back on this 5 years from now and just kind of see how it all played out. So we're still left in the same position. We need to make decisions, and we need to try to make the decisions that are most favorable to our companies and to ourselves to make sure that we're positioned to come out on top. That being said, forecasting is at the front of every business's collective effort right now. What is coming next? What are the latest trends? How can we prepare for the future? One of the most relevant topics to come to the fore is human capital. Human capital, it's not about machines. It's not about statistics. It's not about the latest evolution in AI, and it's certainly not about the pandemic, although all of those things kind of contribute to the growing importance of human capital right now, but rather it's about the people. So we're going to explain exactly what human capital is, what makes human capital so different from other forms of capital, and why it's more important now than ever moving through 2021. So what is human capital? Let's first begin with the definition of capital. Capital is essentially anything that confers value or benefit to its owner or administrator. Human capital then are the intangible qualities and assets that improve a worker's performance, benefiting the company and the overall economy, really. Human capital could include assets like education, mental and physical well-being, communication skills, leadership qualities, and people management. The term human capital was initially coined in the 1950s and 60s by economists Gary Becker and Theodore Schultz. It can be broken down into two main categories, specific and general. So specific human capital refers to any training, education, and skills that are specific to one company. Learning how to use a particular program or machine owned and operated by said company is an example of specific human capital. A company is more likely to fund this type of education for its team members and employees. Conversely, general human capital is any training, education, or skills that would benefit the worker in any or many industries and companies. So this could look like taking an online course or leadership or communication skills. Individuals are more likely to invest in this form of training. But what exactly is so human about human capital? About 80 years ago, Russian economist, I'm going to slaughter this name, but it's Konstantin Gurdjieff. I'm just going to go with that. Konstantin Gurdjieff, he gave a TED talk in Dublin, Ireland, titled Human Capital and the Age of Change, I believe. In this talk, let's refer to him as Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff discusses the shift the modern economy is taking towards human capital and the intensive growth. So where entrepreneurship, creativity, and a re-evolutionized approach to risk-taking have been realized. In a later interview, Gurdjieff says he believes that urbanism is the ground zero of economics. So successful urbanism operates on what he calls the CARE system. The CARE is an acronym, C-A-R-E, which incentivizes individuals by creating, attracting, retaining, and enabling human capital in city structures. Even if you can create, attract, retain, and enable human capital, how do you measure it? Looking back to what Gurdjieff says, you know, many economists assess human capital using simple criteria, either by looking at skill sets that can be quantified or at the very growth of the industry in the country. I see this approach as being highly limited. To me, human capital is something that is extremely difficult to measure, not in the industry, but the entrepreneurs themselves as a certain type of people who are ready to handle the risks and find possibilities for business development in spite of them. And that's actually a direct quote from Gurdjieff. So herein we approach the answer to the question, human capital is unique compared to its non-human counterparts. People are organic, never static, and have endless creative and energetic potential. Unlike financial capital, for example, which can be easily measured and has limited growth potential based on other factors, while measuring human capital is vital in the sense that we need quantifiable results to predict the value of investment, we can also look to the virtually unlimited growth potential of just being human. So to no one's surprise, we're going to be talking just a little bit about the pandemic again. With the rapid shift to digital, many businesses must rely even more on the value created by the employees rather than that they used to generate by machines and other automated or mechanized processes. Of course, offering on-the-job training is a great way to boost human capital. We've discussed this in past blogs and even, I believe, on past podcasts, you know. So feel free to go take a look at any of those if you want a little more in-depth information. I don't want to talk too much about this topic right here just as it relates to the pandemic. But, you know, however, there is more that businesses can do to offer additional training. So in 2021, we're looking at the transformation of the workplace. And that transformation needs to begin with human capital. In general, human capital is transformative. So in a 2021 Human Capital Trends report by Deloitte, they note that human capital is no longer defined by the disjointed initiatives and programs of the past. Instead, organizations must take a broader view of human capital in which it is a dynamic aspect of business. It demands attention in order to thrive. And the report highlights many ideas, but you know, we feel that there are a few key ones for businesses to pay attention to. So we're going to kind of run through those now. The first one being, you know, businesses should allow employees to personally drive their work. Instead of directing them at every turn, you know, give the workers more choice over their work. It allows the organization to align their workers' passions with new business goals. It should, and we believe will, lead to higher output for the company as a whole, and just is really a win for everyone. Second, the intuitive use of technology to augment teams allows employees to perform the work that is distinctly human. Teams then can perform more work at a higher quality. And in fact, a survey of more than 3,600 business executives showed results that they believed implementing technology into the workplace was one of the top three ways to transform work, as we will see how work is done in the future. Lastly, it comes down to HR, and this may actually even be the ground floor where it needs to start. Our HR departments should embrace dynamism and empower employee creativity and agency through rearticulating the workplace. HR, you know, they can no longer be a policy writing and enforcing body. Humans are changing, and so are the ways that they're working. HR needs to be at the forefront of that change. And at the end of the day, what we're saying is that, you know, businesses must be people and employees centered to adapt to the future of work, investing in education and training for these employees and giving them the means to pursue their passions is the way to transform the workplace for the better. Empowering individuals and teams to push the boundaries of what's possible is at the very heart of human capital in 2021 and moving beyond. Humans can and will create value for businesses. We just have to let them.